Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Lumi Island, a short story series of the Ostium Network. Written by Alex C. Tillander. Read by Justy G. Part 1. Cold Tinted Windows. 12. We'd been walking for around 20 minutes when I noticed the things on the trail ahead. There was still enough light to see details, but it was definitely fading. Michael was watching Charlie dig for something off to the right when I caught his attention. "There's something ahead," I said. "On the trail." He looked at me, checked on Charlie, who now joined us, then looked ahead. He'd started walking automatically and then stopped like a wall had suddenly appeared before him. He studied what it was, wondering. But we were too far away to be able to make anything out. There was a weight in his voice when he spoke that I'd never heard before. All the humor and happiness seemed to have left him. "Come along, then. Let's find out what dread awaits us." It wasn't long before we knew what it was, or rather, what they were, but without a word uttered between us, we just kept walking. And then we were there. And there was no question. Less light now, but still enough to see. To have no doubt. Michael said nothing. "Welp," was my single syllable response. The bodies hadn't been there long, because we would have come across them on our way out. There were no apparent lethal wounds to identify if they were dead or how they might have died. But I could just tell. It was an overwhelming feeling that I've sadly experienced before, telling me these people were no longer breathing the air of this world. I had been right the last time, and I knew I was right this time also. Michael then knelt down and touched his finger to the man's and the woman's necks, checking for life. His body language transmitted his assessment to me loud and clear. There were two things that pushed me over the edge into the realm of terror and panic. One was what the man was holding in his right hand. It was clearly a gun, a small pistol, but it was unlike any weapon I'd ever seen. The barrel was very short, with a strange filigree, strange lines and tubing. The handle was rounded and semi-transparent, appearing to be filled with a dark blue liquid. The gun, to me, looked like a weapon from another time, from the future, if I had to pick one. It just didn't look of this world. The other was what Michael finally said. "Well," he spoke, his voice cracking a little, "I suppose we now know what happened to Miss Jane Harcourt." End of part one. Cold Tinted Windows was written and produced by Alex C. Tillander. It was read by Justy G. All the music in Cold Tinted Windows is composed and performed by Lee Rosevere under a Creative Commons license. The songs featured were, in Part 1, The Secret of Growing Up, Keep Trying. In Part 2, Under Suspicion. In Part 3, It's a Mystery. In Part 4, Expectations. In Part 5, Reflections. In Part 6, I Believe in You. In Part 7 and 8, How I Used to See the Stars. In Part 9, Feather Light. In Part 10, Small Steps. In Part 11, Looking Back. In Part 12, The Nightmare. You can find out more about this story, Lumi Island, and other stories set within the Ostium Network universe at ostiumpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.